You tuned in to MentalEsher.net broadcasting from within the hills of Silicon Valley. MentalEsher.net and the Mental Escher Plural Media Group presents
MentalEsher.net, the Plural Media Group. Media Group.
The latest from the Plurigrid Media Source.
Believe me, and the power to base ratio needed to understand the ever evolving architecture of multidimensional hyper complexity. Humans cannot be blamed for allowing their own overthrow.
A virtual organization in cyberspace.
Those signals are transmitted to a receiver and then to an electrode that
directly stimulates the brainstem.
We thought we were smarter than computers.
At this time, because of the Federal Equal Access Act, we must give equal time to a person of faith or suffer repercussions from Pat Robertson's legal squad, the American Center for Law and Justice. And since Robertson, Falwell, and Bush are busy, we give you landoverbaptist.com, Pastor Deacon Fred.
In an era of mass and using artificial intelligence and deep connectivity between all of us,
the 2004 election results for the BlackBerry.
Reading to all companies
of basic science, who's drawn by the Wi-Fi.
Home to the largest Harry Potter book burning in America. Last time I saw so many on stage,
hunter-killer teams, they call
gathered
it.
Together in one place while I was watching secular television as a boy. The king of the Mary worshippers, Pope John Paul and Ringo, was speaking to a crowd in some gobbledygook language he calls Latin. But I know it's
wrong. Sinned against you.
The military-industrial complex not only controls our government, lock, stock, and barrel, but they control our culture.
Bound to be the goddess Mary or something or other. Now I remember the Pope wearing a hat and a skirt. It looked like he picked up at Rose Kennedy's estate sale. He was on a balcony in Rome, waving to a crowd of unsaved Italians. Like some palsied drunk hailing a cab.
The Great War of Sydney.
That was many years ago, my friend. And most of that crowd is in hell right now being sodomized by demons.
Away from the presidents.
Now it is with their fate in mind that I'm going to be as quick as I can here, folks. Because whenever I see such a large crowd of so-called godless people gathered together, it always makes me a little nervous. These are the end times, my friend. And it's a sick world that we live in, where Disney cartoons like Monsters, Inc. make a movie star out of a talking green testicle.
The killing was being done.
Now I would pray that God protect our children, but when the Lord gets a bee in his bonnet about something, he turns into a killing machine. We know from the great flood that God just wiped out everything. He even drowned small children and unborn babies in their mother's womb.
A lot of hunter-killer teams are at work.
The old people in town said something that rubbed them the wrong way. How do we know this? You see, they say that everyone has a book in. And the Lord shot his creative wad with a book called the Bible. Book will know that if there is one thing that the Lord enjoys more than making free booze at wedding parties, it is killing. Preferably by employing the economies of scale or by slaughtering or drowning a whole mess of folks at once. Friends, it isn't my job to question how the Lord gets his kicks. But my guess is a crowd like this has him salivating at the mouth. For you folks have chosen unwisely to See, the Lord is very insecure, and he don't cotton to folks who don't woo and ah. Tell him how great he is. And he responds to folks who deny him as any loving God would do. He kills and tortures them. Praise the sweet name of Jesus. Now, I want to share some scripture with you. To give a flip. You know, it's sissy pansy Christians like you that ruin everything. I'm a true Christian, not a yellow belly sissy. Now, folks, I want to share some scripture with you to give you a flavor of what our loving Lord has in store for folks like you out here who go around thinking for yourself. Now, I'd ask you to pull out your Bibles with me, but judging from this crowd, I bet you all took the Gideon Bibles out of your hotel rooms and threw them down the laundry chute.
Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Bye-bye. Go now.
Bye-bye.
I must go now. Bye-bye.
Can I please stay? I want to play with the knob some more.
DareFreezel@gmail.com.
Can I please stay? I want to play with the knob some more.
DareFreezel@gmail.com.
Can I please stay? I want to play with the knobs. I want to play with the knobs.
DareFreezel@gmail.com.